In the church's Book of Blessings, there is a blessing for fathers to be done at the Father's Day Mass. So at this time, if all of our fathers could please stand, our fathers, grandfathers, and godfathers, for the Father's Day blessing. God our Father, in your wisdom and love you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may always honor them with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's congratulate our wonderful fathers. You may remember that it is on Mother's Day that there are more long-distance phone calls made than any other day of the year. But on Father's Day, there's more distance, long-distance collect calls than any other day of the year. So make sure you call your fathers and grandfathers. I'm going to give my dad a call today, and I will pass on your continued prayers for him. He is recovering well at home. It's interesting that in today's bulletin, I just noticed that we have a little write-up, a little bio about our new priest, Father Wooten, that's coming. And the only word that's spelled wrong in the entire bulletin is the word father. Okay? So it's appropriate on Father's Day. Wanted to mention that on Father's Day, the church gives us Saint Joseph as our example and model for all fathers. And the church has always held up Saint Joseph for all of us to imitate, but especially for our dads, for our fathers. So I wanted to take a look at the Litany of Saint Joseph, that beautiful prayer that we say, and we evoke the prayers and the protection of Saint Joseph, and we hold up his virtues for us to imitate. Well, of course, Saint Joseph is called the world's greatest father. Out of all mankind, God chose him to be the foster father of his only son. That imagine the trust that God the Father had in choosing Saint Joseph, because the Lord would learn from Saint Joseph about many things, about manual labor, for example, but also many things would be taught by Saint Joseph to the Lord. So Saint Joseph, his greatest title is the foster father of the Son of God. Imagine this great dignity that Saint Joseph had of being the father of Christ in every way except for physical generation. But in every other way, except being physically the father of Christ, he was truly the spiritual father of the Lord. His second greatest title is the spouse of Mary, the mother of God. And think of the love that Saint Joseph had for our Blessed Mother. So what a wonderful husband and father he must have been. And so we look at the litany of Saint Joseph. And again, Saint Joseph is a model for all Christians, for all Christian men and women, because of the virtues that he lived. But especially, he should be the model for our husbands and fathers today. His other great title is called the Head of the Holy Family. Even though Our Lady and the Lord were far holier than he was, because Christ, his foster child, was the Son of God, and his wife Mary was the Immaculate Conception. So even though he was not the holiest one in the Holy Family, he was still the head of the Holy Family. And that does remind us that all husbands and fathers are called to be the spiritual leaders of their home. That they're the ones that are called to lead the family in family prayer. That fathers are called to be the ones to take their families to church, to take their families to confession, to be the ones who initiate family prayer, to lead the grace at meals, to bless the food at the dinner table. See, I think in our society, in the last 30 or 40 years especially, our fathers have not fulfilled the role that they need to fulfill. Many of them have gone on the back burner and allowed the wife to become the spiritual leader in the home. But that's not God's plan. God's plan is that the husband, the father, should be the spiritual leader of the home, to be the one to lead the family prayers, to take the family to church. That would be the ideal in God's plan. So if our husbands and fathers have not been doing that, use this Father's Day as that commitment to become truly the spiritual leader of the home, to make sure that you're the one who's reading the Scripture every day, reading the Bible every day, reading the lives of the saints, deepening your faith so you can pass it on to your wife and children. It's your job as a husband and father to bring your wife and your children to heaven one day. So take that responsibility very seriously to be the spiritual leader within your family. In the Litany of Saint Joseph, we pray to Joseph most chaste, Joseph most just. See, these qualities are so important for everyone in society, to be pure, to be holy, to be chaste, to be just, but especially for husbands and fathers. How many marriages are destroyed through impurity, through immorality? So Joseph, most chaste, most pure, is the example for all of us, especially husbands and fathers. He's called Joseph, most prudent, and Joseph, most brave. See, he was the one who had to make decisions for the Holy Family, to flee into Egypt, to escape King Herod. So he prayed to the Lord for guidance, for wisdom. Do you as a father get down on your knees every day and ask for God's guidance, ask for wisdom? You know, make sure you do that in your family. To get down on your knees and say, Lord, help me to lead my family in the ways of holiness. And then we ask to Joseph, Joseph most obedient and most loyal. Joseph was always obedient to the will of God. And what an example that is for us as for husbands and fathers as well. Are you obedient as husbands and fathers to the teachings of Christ and the teachings of His church? He's also called the pattern of patience, the lover of poverty, because He was generous to the poor and to those in need. He's the model for all workers, example for all parents. He's also called the guardian of virgins. What a beautiful title, the guardian of virgins. This means that as a husband and a father, you have the obligation to protect the innocence of your children, to make sure that no inappropriate or bad movies or TV shows or websites ever come into your home. St. Joseph is the guardian of virgins, the guardian of innocence. It's the job of husbands and fathers to preserve and protect the innocence of their children. And the last few titles of St. Joseph are the comforter of the troubled. See, whenever Teresa of Avila had a difficulty in the convent, she would always go to Joseph. That's a scriptural reference to Joseph of the Old Testament. Go to Joseph in time of need. We should do this as well. Go to St. Joseph, our heavenly patron, for any kind of help we need. He's called the patron saint of the dying. So we should pray to him every day for the grace of a happy death, to die in the friendship of Christ. See, St. Joseph died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. It's the most perfect death you could imagine, to die in the arms of Jesus and Mary. And that's how we want to die as well, in the friendship of the Lord and the Blessed Mother. And his last two titles, the terror of demons and protector of the church. Now, just as St. Joseph was protector of the universal church, so every father is called to be the protector of the domestic church, which is called the family, to protect your family from the evil influences in our society. Now, when you do the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home, one thing you'll notice is that it says the father should lead those prayers because he's the head of the domestic church. In a sense, the father of the family is the priest or the pastor within his own family, the church. That's why the father should lead the family prayers and to give the blessing at the meals. But one other thing that fathers often neglect to do, and that is to give your children a blessing. Did you know that? A lot of fathers don't realize that you should be giving your children a blessing every night before they go to sleep. growing up, every night my dad would come into our rooms, my sisters and I, and he would bless each one of us every evening. And see, that's the way the Father should be. The Father should be to realize that He is the pastor. He's the priest within His own domestic church, which is His family. So as one practical resolution from today's Father's Day Mass is make sure that you as a father are giving your children a blessing every day. What a beautiful thing that would be. And because it will certainly be helpful to your entire family, to your children, to realize that this is